It's bad. Anime.
Hey everybody, my name's John.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Bad Anime, the show where we decide,
is this anime bad?
And today, we're talking about Liar Liar. We did a three-episode rule on this show.
We should specify it's not the Jim Carrey movie of the same name.
It is not the Jim Carrey movie, nor is it. There's another animated series, I believe, called Liar Liar that
is
I
there?
Found when I looked it up. I think so.
Well, fuck, this is a popular name, isn't it?
It's quite confusing, when you think about it, but oh well. How'd you find it? Why?
Oh, I saw was when I was scrolling through the we're coming on the end of the summer anime season. We're about to start the fall one.
Yes,
but since the fall hasn't started yet, let's talk about something in the summer because three episode rules are fun. And I just scrolled down. I saw this one. I saw some chess imagery in the poster or the promotional image. I'm like, that's the one.
You know, we're all drawn to chess imagery over here.
We love knights and rooks and clumsy analogies.
Yes.
And Issei Fyodo just trying to grope some boobs.
Yep. We love all those things. And you know, this seemed like, honestly, I opened it up when you sent it to me. Mm-hmm. I opened up the text link into the Crunchyroll app and I saw it come up and I was like, oh yeah, okay. Let's see what we got here. Because at first glance, I really thought that it was going to be some, you know, game-driven anime of sorts with some prime waifu bait and a wiener guy character.
And you were correct.
And I was right. And I was completely correct in my assessment. I was really hoping I'd be proved wrong, but it was just that. But I guess the question we have to answer today, which we will get to, is it bad or is it okay?
Well, also if we're in or we're out.
If we're in a rat. Oh, that's right. Because, yeah, that's what we do for the three episode rules. Thanks for remembering. I forgot. I completely forgot.
I saw you blank in real time. I'm like, oh, this is funny.
I was like, oh, that's right.
It's like, oh, yeah, we didn't watch the whole show. Let's just figure out if this one's actually worth more viewing.
Worth more time and viewing experience. But, yeah, the first things first. I will say, just transparently, I did have to look up all of the names of the characters again because, man, were these ones a little difficult to remember for me.
We also watched it maybe, what, a week and change ago?
Yeah, we're recording this in a batch with another episode that we have also recorded.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to flip the order that this is going to come out first. But essentially, we decided, you know, let's just not record a podcast this week and get drunk and be friends instead.
Yes.
You'll hear more about that on the next episode.
We go into more detail there, so we'll skip it for now.
But we watched this, you know, a few weeks ago. Mm. So it is kind of difficult to remember. And that is a sign. That is a sign immediately.
Possibly a sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, we have our main character, our wiener guy of the week. Hiroto Shinohara. Okay, I remember Shinohara.
Should we explain the term wiener guy as well for people?
Yeah, I guess we should. Wiener guy. Can you explain the term wiener guy?
Yeah, it's something I blurted out one time. I forget what harem we were watching, but
it could have been something recent. Might have been Sword Art Online.
No, I think I might have been back in Harem Month last year. I don't remember.
Oh. It was Mother the Goddess Dormitory?
Possibly, but that was also a child, and that show was...
Oh, yeah, we wouldn't have called the child wiener guy. That's, you know, we go places, but not there. I don't think we would have went there.
No, but to delineate right now and explain what a wiener guy is, it's...
I know exactly what it's from. It's from Infinite Stratos. We've called him Wiener Guy for ages.
Oh, we have called him Wiener Guy for a very long time.
Yes, the main character of Infinite Stratos. It's basically the main guy character in a harem where everybody wants to bone him.
But Wiener Guy is reserved more so for those who have no personality outside of they have a penis.
Yes, definitely wet blanket, and that's why we call him Wiener Guy, because that's all he's got. He's got a wiener.
He just has a penis.
I mean, allegedly. We don't even know most of the time, actually.
Most of the time, we don't see it, so we know.
Yeah.
We're crossing our fingers on that one. But then suddenly get hit with a Charles Dunois scenario.
Oh, the Charles Dunois.
And you're like, that's not a wiener. That's a... What's that called?
What's that again?
Herbert Turner.
Well, he's French, so.
Yeah, over there it's called a croissant with cheese.
Croissant with cheese.
Oh, sorry. Oh, that's croissant au gratin or whatever the fuck. I don't know. I don't speak French.
Oh God. But yeah, he's the wiener guy. Our main guy, Shinohara, is the wiener guy of mm-hmm. the hour because his personality is honestly better than the no personality that we've seen from other characters in his position, but not that much better in my perspective.
Well, here's the thing. He has a note, but it's one note that he has. That's the mm-hmm. problem. Because mm-hmm. the whole thing, we get taken to the Duelist Academy in Yu-Gi-Oh! GX, and I wish I was kidding, but we're not. It is.
No, it's like a combination of the Duelist Academy and Yu-Gi-Oh! GX and Battle City.
And Duelist Kingdom.
Kind of the same.
With the stars. Duelist
Kingdom. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, with the star. Yeah, you're right. You're right. So it is basically just like some early Yu-Gi-Oh! Bullshit. Right
I texted you that. This is the exact thing. I'm like, okay, this is all the early Yu-Gi-Oh! Seasons smashed together, left on the yep. table, and someone going, I didn't do it. And then they said, we'll make 12 episodes. And someone went, what the fuck are they smoking?
And then it sold, and I'm sure it is selling.
I mean, the light novel series is going pretty hard yeah. right now. So,
mm-hmm.
because of course mm-hmm. it started as a fucking light novel.
Of course it started as a light novel. I like honestly could have.
Yeah, you can tell.
I'm surprised I didn't even think about that the entire time I was watching. It makes a lot of sense.
But yeah, so Wiener guy's walking along goes, because apparently in this we later learn on this island there's like 20 districts.
Yes.
And every district has an academy for like playing right. games. And that even harkens back to the original Yu-Gi-Oh! More Season 0 in the first couple of volumes of the manga, where mm-hmm. Yu-Gi was a specialist in all types of games. So literally, this is just an academy yes. based on gaming in general.
Yes. Becoming like the king of games is like the thing there, essentially.
Yeah,
right?
So it's fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! With extra steps.
It's fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! And the thing is...
But without all the weird Egyptian imagery and psychological horror elements? Kazuki Takahashi, may rest in peace, what were you doing?
Not yet, at least.
Well, not yet. But
maybe after three episodes.
There's tons of other bullshit Egyptian? To talk about here.
Oh, there is. Because just to kind of like continue the outline of this whole thing, there is this ranking system that they have on this island, right?
Ranking of kings?
Another one that I forgot we watched. I continued watching that after we finished that, actually.
Didn't you watch like 12 episodes of that?
I watched a lot of it. Yep, that'll come up in episode 100.
No, we already talked about it last time.
We did?
Yeah, it was episode... We talked about
it. It was before 50?
Yeah.
I don't remember anything anymore. It's going to be a great 100th episode. I'm not going to know half the shows.
This is going to be a... like, if you combine a rave and a train wreck, that's what I'm envisioning. Just a lot of bright lights and nonsense and fun, but people dying at the same time.
That sounds about right.
Doom,
yeah.
Doom, 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 doom.
Oh my God, I'm burning alive! I didn't know you DJ'd.
Well, I mean, it's never too late to start.
Never too late. Never too late. But yeah, so the thing is with the ranking system is yes. that there you can get up to 7 stars.
Yeah.
And 7 stars means you are the wiener guy at the campus.
And you like topped Meltzer's scale.
Yes. And you beat Young Bucks versus Hangman Page and Kenny Omega at Revolution 2021. 2020. Congratulations. 2020.
Damn, I was there.
God. Oh, right. I was thinking about the one you were there at, but it was the 2021.
It was 2020.
Right?
Literally right before the whole world got the sniffles.
Yep. It was February in 2020. Yep. Yeah, exactly
February,
that time.
February 2020. And I remember, I think.
Yeah, you were hammered off Daisy Cutters that weekend.
Oh, that was a great weekend.
I just want to have a couple drinks and have a good night. And then you saw Pac versus Orange Cassidy.
Oh, great match. So I saw the unveil. I saw the debut of Cody's neck tattoo.
Oh, you did. That's right.
And I pulled up my phone. I saw all you guys going, oh no. Like literally every single one of you guys were like, oh no, this is bad.
That's how I feel about it to this day. Just a bad tattoo.
I mean, yes, but it's just so part of him now. We're like, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. It's really like he made himself as a creator wrestler in a WWE video game, and
accidentally
that's what he get.
Put the tattoo in the wrong spot.
That's right. He put it on the neck. Could have put it on the chest, you know, but nope, put it on the neck.
It would have been symmetrical because, you know, because he has the word dream tattooed on one of his pecs.
Exactly.
On the other pec, he could have had the nightmare symbol.
I've thought about this extensively, and I've thought about the same exact thing. Yes.
Yeah, because his whole point was like he wanted his brand to be above all else. I'm like, yeah, but maybe put it like, you know, right over your heart or something.
And why didn't you tattoo it on your forehead if you wanted it to be above all, you know, right? Like, if you're going to use that logic.
Fair just, point.
What about the top of your head? Shave your head. Do it, Mary.
You know, when we started recording an episode about Liar Liar, the anime, I didn't know we would result in calling Cody Rhodes a Mary. Which is funny, because he is.
We take several paths during our episodes, and this is just one of them, you know?
People, like, AEW diet guards still call him the Betrayer. They don't even refer to him by name.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, but enough about the Betrayer.
Enough about the Betrayer. Let's talk about
people who actually are going to matter in the next fucking year.
Oh,
okay, yes. Is that salty? Yeah.
Poor Cody.
Well, he knew they were going to book him terribly.
He knew what he was going back to, and he did it anyways.
He got a good year of booking, and he's going to go down the shitter immediately.
Yeah. He's going to be fighting Akira Tozawa next week on Raw, probably.
And Akira Tozawa's going to get a bigger pop, because at least Akira has the
I love Akira Tozawa.
One of the most underused guys on that roster.
So underused.
Because they're probably paying him, like, at this point, they're probably paying him, like, $30.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably why he didn't get released, but, you know, he's happy to be there.
Oh, yeah, the massive wave of talent cuts happened relatively recently.
I'm surprised that they didn't release him. I'm very happy they didn't, too.
He's probably making $100,000 a year, let's be fair.
Yeah, he's doing fine. He's doing well for himself.
Well, no. That's very good money if you're a normal human.
Yes, if you're a wrestler, not too great. But
yeah,
if you're a
WWE
human.
Doesn't pay for any of his travel expenses, and who knows how many cities he has to fly to all the time.
Loses a lot of
money. Paying for his own health insurance.
Yep.
Yeah, so no, like...
Yeah,
it's
you
crazy.
Lose a lot on that.
Yeah, 100K for a wrestler, you're poor.
Yeah, you don't have anything. That's right. Oh, yeah, back to the show. Back to Liar Liar.
Yeah,
forgot about
that. Yeah, weird, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Amalgamation.
Yeah, because it is. Because that's the thing that kind of perturbed me the most about it, is that it's something that I kind of maybe feel in the middle about, that there's no exact game. It's just all these different games, and that any game could be, any confrontation could be any game that you want, or it's kind of like dealer's choice as to like what kind of game it is, like what are the conditions.
Or the lower ranked player decides is how it goes.
Yeah, the lower ranked player decides. And I weirdly, like, I go back and forth on it a lot. I liked it in some places,
I like,
and
it
I
a
didn't
lot.
Like it. You do? Okay, that's good.
I like it a lot.
I was kind of weird on it because I was like, it's just weird because... Now every game is going to have a different set of rules, and every episode you're going to have to explain those different set of rules to a new game instead of just playing like another version of an already established game that viewers would understand. So it's kind of like you're taking a lot of the time episode to episode explaining the exact strategies to win this game instead of actually playing
the
game.
Well, the thing is, that's all the early chapters of Yu-Gi-Oh! And I love it because luckily here they did it very quickly. Like it didn't, you know... Because a lot of the games are super simple. And we'll get to that more when we get to... Actually, no, we can get into it now. Because Wiener Guy is walking along. Because apparently he gets accepted to like one of the lower academies. And barely gets in. Like his scores are not good. So he's walking along.
He's a one star.
This girl from another academy is like walking along. And she like helps him with directions. And eventually... They have a little tiff or something. I think she gets soaked with some sprinklers and she blames him for it. And he's like, I didn't do anything. I'm a wiener guy. And she goes,
I actually loved that scene.
Yes. Really?
I thought that was so funny because she just kept, I really enjoyed it because the whole time she's like standing in front of a sprinkler and she's like, oh, okay, have fun, go to class. I'll see you later. Nice to meet you. And she gets sprayed with the sprinkler. And he's like, oh no, are you wet? And she's like, yeah, I'm wet.
I am now.
She's like, this is horrible. I can't believe you took me all the way here out of my way just to get me sprayed with a sprinkler. You must think that you can beat me in a game, you fucking asshole. You must think that I can't beat you in a game, and you must be trying to catch me off guard to challenge me to a game to take my stars, you absolute dickhole.
And he's like, ma'am, you have a lot of insecurity issues there.
Yeah.
I don't want part of this.
I just wanted directions to class. I don't even know where this is coming from. And during their game, she also gets sprayed with a sprinkler because she just like is bad place and bad timing.
Yeah.
And she's like, how did you do that? And he's like, I haven't done anything this whole time.
The crazy part is
here.
Like the game chosen is like a staring contest.
Yes.
But it wasn't a staring contest. It was basically a don't laugh, don't react type scenario. They remain emotionally neutral.
Right.
It was more like, you know, don't laugh type thing.
Like no face or like
No face. Yeah.
Yeah. Like
first one to react loses.
Right.
And she like has all these specials and abilities, being a higher star ranking than he is.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know what these abilities are. He's like, I don't know.
Yeah, he has no idea.
So they start doing this thing. He just basically defends himself the entire time. And then she gets sprayed again with sprinklers. And there's a crowd of people around her. So she starts freaking out like, don't look at me. And then he wins. However, this girl was like a several stars higher than him. I think she was a 6-star or was she a 7?
I think she was at maybe a 7, maybe a 6. I think one of those.
One of the two, right? But she had this fucking weird ability called the Red Star.
Yes.
So now we get pulled into this government conspiracy. Because this girl, she's impersonating the identity of some royal family princess who was kidnapped, is one of her best friends, took up her identity and masqueraded around as her to not, you know, disturb the public or whatever, like, you know, so this family doesn't like. It had something to do with a ransom as well. It was very.
So, okay. I'm a deep breath again here. I feel like you have to do this anytime you explain. So her name is Sarasa Sionji. She's of the Sionji family. And the Sionji family owns, I believe, the school or just a lot of the buildings that the school has.
They own a lot of property on the island.
Family. Yes. Big rich family owns a lot of island property. So but she is not really Sarasa Sionji because Sarasa Sionji was kidnapped, kidnapped quotes.
Yeah, at some point.
Years ago, and she was a friend of Sarasa Sionji. So now she's subbing in as the Princess Sionji or Miss Sionji at the school and pretending to be her. Her parents know this. Everybody in the family knows it, and some close friends knows it as well, but nobody else knows it outside of that. But in reality, the real Sarasa Sionji is at a school abroad because she wanted to get away from her family and study somewhere else. So she's there, and it's an agreement between the new Sionji and the old Sionji that she doesn't tell anybody that she's actually subbing in for her because she's alive and just wanted to get the hell out of Japan for a little bit.
And if that wasn't confusing enough, the Sionji family has this ability called the Red Star, which gives like whoever holds it the ability to lie and have it be like legitimate in some form.
Yeah.
So what happens is Wiener Guy beats her in the game. By doing nothing, suddenly, not only is he beating her and that's making a lot of news on the island, he also gets the Red Star. So he has the ability to lie, but like actually falsify records and make it seem more legitimate.
Mm.
So this fucking like organization tells him, it's like, okay, so you have the Red Star. And apparently one of the things with the Red Star is if you beat someone, you learn all the lies they told while being holding the Red Star. So they're like, yeah, you know too much. And now you have the Red Star, and you've beaten her, and you've made us all look bad. So you're going to lie, and instead of being a 1-star, you're going to be a 7-star.
Yep.
And people are going to be challenging you out the ass to duels and stuff, and you just got to deal with it, bro. Get good. But then they said, but wait, there's more. Here's a maid for some reason.
Yeah. Here's a maid, an entire company of people that will help you win all of your duels.
Yeah, and then here's an entire IT department for you. Thanks. Yeah. Bye. And
it's basically they just give him an entire cheat scheme to be able to like maintain his 7 stars and not lose a battle. Because if he loses a battle, they're going to be fucked because the secret of the Red Star will get out and his secret gets out that he's not a 7-star. But also the Sionji secret gets out and they know that's not the princess or the whatever she is, the daughter of the Sionji family. But the thing with this is also something that I picked up was that Wiener Guy doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
No.
So he didn't even know why the star was red.
Yes.
He didn't know that it could give him the lies of everybody before him. He didn't know shit. So basically everybody in front of him, the school and eventually the girl playing Sionji, confesses to him everything. But he didn't know any of that. He would have no idea what was going on if nobody just kind of jumped the gun and said, all right, you got us. Now I'll tell you everything. And that happened twice.
Yes, and apparently he's just there to find his like childhood friend because he's
yeah,
and it's gonna be fucking the Sionji girl, you know it is.
It's going to be, yeah. And they're going to be together at the end. Oh, my God. It's the Yotsuba thing all over again. I'm crying.
Yeah. Well, crying out of frustration and dread.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
any genuine emotion.
Absolutely frustration and dread. But, yeah, he the whole time, he's kind of, it's what I like about that is it's kind of still shrouded in mystery even after the third episode that he's there to find somebody.
Yes.
And he's not necessarily there for any other reason, it seems.
No.
So he's just kind of going along with everything right now.
He just
now.
Has to, like, you know, he just gets pulled into all these scenarios, excuse me. And basically each episode after the first, he has two different challengers. The first episode is this girl who was, like, the game she specified is, is it a 100-meter dash, quote-unquote?
Yes.
Where it's, like, the first person to make it past the finish line first wins, and you mm-hmm. can use anything you want.
Yep.
So basically the company's in his ear is like, okay, we're doing all this and go. And he mm-hmm. gives input, but it's very clear it's the company and him working together to crack this girl.
Right, right.
And so basically this girl gets on a giant-ass motorcycle. He gets it to crash, and he starts walking. He's like, you are so stupid if you think you can beat me. Because he has to put on this whole facade, hence liar, yeah. liar.
Yeah, yeah. And I kind of enjoyed that component, how he has to be, how he's like, on the outside, has to right. be very confident and like a dick, but on the inside, he's like, how is all of this happening? I'm very afraid.
Yeah, so it's imposter syndrome the show.
It is. It really is. Yep. Imposter syndrome the show.
I'm not really who I am.
Exactly. No, that's 100% what it is, because yep. every single, I mean, obviously it's called Liar Liar. Every single battle he's in, he has to just lie his way out of it. And there was, I think, one point in the third episode where he's fighting this guy who kind of looks like every nerd character in every anime ever.
Yeah, no, he's the crude representation of the average perception of people walking around Akihabara. Like, if yes. you ask Japanese people yes. what nerds look like, it's them.
Yes. He's like when you fight them in Pokemon, like the Poke Nerd or the Poke yes, Fan. Yes,
exactly.
Yeah, he's that exact archetype. And they get in a fight because he's a big fan of Sarasa Sayonji, like a yep. big fan of hers.
Yes.
And he's like, I can't believe you beat her. I'm going to redeem her honor. And she's like, don't do that. You're kind of weird.
I'm
going to
beat you so I can smell her. It's like, what?
Send me your bath water.
I was talking to someone recently about the whole thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like just fucking gamer girl bath water.
Yeah, is that, do people still purchase this?
I don't think so. I don't know if it was only Belle Delphine who did it, but like she was the one who like started it.
Yeah,
there's
started that
there
trend.
Was another girl who sold farts in a jar.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a fun one. That was a really fun one.
But then it fucked up her like her GI system because she was farting all the time. Then she started selling NFTs of her farts, and those sold really well.
Did NFT stand for non-fartable token?
I don't know. I thought it stood for no farts today.
No farts today. I'm good. That's really fun. But like, how does it mess up your GR tract if you're? I mean, was she just? I guess she was just making herself fart.
She was
forcibly
making herself fart every day, all day.
Oh, I guess. But I can't really make myself fart though. I don't know how you could do that. Honestly,
imagine getting. Well, you just get some spicy food and pray for the best at that point.
I mean, yeah, I could just. I'll just
imagine
eat beans
getting
daily.
Over 100 orders for farts in a jar. What else are you gonna do? I gotta say a prayer. Hope
you
hope.
gotta just say like sometimes shipments will vary. It could be I'm having a real big week and I could push out 100 units a day, but there are also some down days where I'm gonna only be able to push out 6 units a day. You know,
imagine being the guy desperately opening the jar and just going.
I wonder if they'll even smell it. You know, I wonder if some keep them as collectibles and let's like label them. You know,
and whenever people try to rob the house, they just see them standing near the fart jar with a gun. It's like a gun and a samurai sword, looking at the robber going, your choice how you die.
And their friends coming over and be like, yo, can I smell the fart? And they're going like, no, if you open it, it loses its value.
And them going like, ha ha ha, that's funny. And then someone reaches for the fart jar and then he just punches his best friend in the face. It's like, you don't touch my fart.
That's my fart.
We're laughing as the world is burning around us.
It is. I appreciate how in our dystopian society today, how things like this, like farts in jars, can just make me smile during the day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This show was okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
It was fine. If we talked about it a week ago, I might have been a lot higher on it because I enjoyed the scenes where it's a wiener guy like having to outsmart people and work with a company because they establish that he might have actually a natural talent for this as the show goes on.
Yes, they do.
So there's enough through points here that can interest people. If we talked about it a week ago, I would have said I was in.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, because I enjoyed the episodes I saw, definitely. Now I'm going to say, I'm going to give that weird bullshitty neutral answer and say I'm tentatively in because I could definitely watch episode four and see how it goes.
And see what's up.
But but then again, it's just a weird, dumb hodgepodge of a lot of things I already like.
Yeah, it is a weird hodgepodge. I will agree with that. It's just kind of like, I feel like if you're into this kind of thing, if you're into like the Academy game angle with hot chicks and, you know, a wiener guy. And I feel like there is a market for this. There is surely a market for this. I know why it was made.
High School DxD, Chivalry of a Failed Knight.
Yeah, Chivalry of a Failed Knight. That was a point I was going to hit on a lot today is that Chivalry, this is reminded me so much of Chivalry of a Failed Knight just because of like, even the character designs, like everything about it just reminded me of like, oh yeah, you have that wiener guy and then you have the girl with the red hair that he has like a will they, won't they kind of thing going on. And then you have that girl with the white hair that's his sister that he wants to bone. Oh, never mind. That's just Chivalry of a Failed Knight. This one, there's just a girl with the white hair that's his maid that he doesn't want to bone but wants to bone him. It's kind of weird. So I could see the comparisons very clearly to other things that we have watched.
Yeah,
in terms of
archetypes, yeah.
There is also a big point that I forgot to tell you at the top of this episode that I should say now.
Okay.
So, with a show like this, they're at this game academy, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the end game here? Like, what do they do after they graduate, you know? Like, what are they being trained for? Like, what are they doing this for? Like, what are they doing this for? You know what I mean? Like, what is I'm not going to harp on it really, but throughout the whole thing, I was like, why? It doesn't make any sense. Like, is this how the world is? Or is this just like the academy that's like this? And then they go out into the real world and then have to, you know, workshop a resume about how they were the leader of like the cricket club at school. Like, what is like the correlation between. I'm reading too much into this. What is the correlation between this game school and, like, is it game world outside of the game school? Like, do you just go from game school to be a professional game player? Like, what is the thing? Like, what are they preparing you for,
I was going to say preparing him for NOM. That's all I was going to say.
For NOM.
I have no idea. They did not specify the end game. Who knows? Maybe that comes up in future episodes, but do we care enough to watch it? I mean,
I don't care enough to watch it. So I'm going to say that I'm out for sure. Gotcha. I'm definitely out on this. I think it's just, you know, it's kind of okay. I didn't really mind it too much. I will say it's not bad.
Right.
You're right. It is a hodgepodge. I won't watch it. But however, I will look out for the information on what they're preparing for.
Yeah, I will.
I will want to know why that there is a game school. And what that game school's end game really is.
One of my biggest things now, I want to watch episode 4 and try to remind myself why I was so high on the first 3 episodes when I originally watched them. So
I think it makes sense. Honestly, it makes sense that you kind of were drawn to it in that way because it does have that early Yu-Gi-Oh! Feel of like every episode's a different game. That's something that I didn't really jive with this time at least.
Yes.
But I know that you're a big fan of like, okay, here's a new kind of like Ava, every episode there's like a new strategy that we have to implement. Like there's a new way to attack this.
Exactly.
Right. There's a new way to attack this. And I understand that appeal. I really do.
Cool. I got to pee really bad. So go ahead and wrap this up.
Cool. All right, everybody. So put in the comments what you think they're preparing for in the real world. And we'll see you next time. I'm not going to pee. I'm just going to sit here. But I'll wait for him to get back. Okay, bye. It's bad. That's right, everybody. The fun is over today. Thanks so much for clicking on the episode. But the fun does not have to stop here. You can hit us up anywhere that you can find us on Instagram or TikTok at Bad Anime Pod, or you can even email us to get in touch with us directly at badanimepod@gmail.com. If you got any opinions or you just want to send some hate mail or love mail, we'll take both. We don't care. Thanks so much for listening, everybody, and have a great day.
Simple Equations Podcast Network.